It's another In the Dugout on the Anfield Wrap today. On the, with me, your host, Mike Kearney. If you've not heard this show before, it's where I get to sit down with coaches through all sorts of levels. And to be quite honest, why haven't you listened if you haven't heard it so far? We've had some boss guests on. Today we've got the president and director of academy at Seven Elite Academy, Anthony Godfrey. Anthony, nice one for coming on, mate.
You're welcome, Mike. It's a pleasure to be on with you.
How are you finding having to deal with it? Before we get into the chat about, you know, where it all started for you and that, how's it been this lockdown and having to adapt again with coaching and stuff like that from online?
I think that's it's definitely a great word, learning how to adapt. And again, it's not one where you can kind of just go back into the same old or the same kind of personality of what went on maybe in the October, November lockdown and then the first ever lockdown, because I think every kind of lockdown has been different in some kind of different ways. And I think this one in particular, you know, this lockdown being in the winter, you know, whereas the first lockdown, you know, it was the hottest April recorded in the UK. So, you know, you could get out in the back garden, you could kind of get out there and do your bits because the weather was lovely. So having to deal with this kind of climate, you know, change to this lockdown, it has been really hard, mate, but I think like most, you know, you have got to kind of find that self-motivation somewhere to kind of carry on doing your job to the best of your ability and also, you know, to continue to support your family and your players and everyone else, you know, that's in your kind of bubble, or you know, virtual bubble, shall we say.
You touched on, you said self-motivation there. It's really giving me an idea to kick off and start with. Where did you start with your coaching career? Where, obviously, you know, you're a Liverpool lad, you know, you started, obviously the obsession with football in the city is huge, but you, like everyone, you've played and watched from a young age. But when did you think that, you know, I could do more in terms of getting into the game and coaching here?
Yeah, I think it's a good question, Mike, and I think it came from roughly around about the age of 14, 15, and I had a kind of couple opportunities here and there that never kind of worked out, and kind of playing grassroots football as well, and it was a case of the fact that at that particular time I was starting to think that the dream wasn't going to be quite there for me, and there was at that particular time there was no other kind of excuse that other than, you know, I wasn't at the level. You know, I'm not going to be one of these that sits here and kind of blames injuries and blames, you know, every other excuse. You know, the simple fact that, you know, I wasn't, you know, at a level and so on, or I didn't kind of think I could maybe reach certain levels. So when I was about 14, 15, and I was coming towards like the end of high school and where you kind of really start thinking about your career, what am I going to do and so on, and I'll be perfectly honest, Mike, I couldn't see me getting in any kind of career other than being inside football. And I was thinking, well, you know, playing wise is not going to be quite there. So what else? What other options is there? And then I thought about actually the coaching industry, thinking about, okay, what is it that, you know, you may need to do to become a coach and so on. And I used to hang around with a few lads older than me, and they had already left school, and one or two kind of signed up to a college program, like doing sports coaching, and kind of seeing their career a little bit ahead of mine because they were a little bit older, and seeing what they were doing kind of week in, week out, I thought, well, do you know what? They're doing the coaching. They're also still playing the game, but they're playing it every single day as well, and as part of their course. And I thought, well, do you know what? Let's just kind of give that a go. Definitely a passion of mine because how much I absolutely love the game. But also I think it was something that, for myself, there is a difference between the playing and the coaching aspects, and I always knew just the type of personality that I had, Mike, that I had that kind of way of kind of connecting with others, whether it was going to be young players, whether it was with mixed ability sessions and so on, just to kind of get you that coaching foundation level that you definitely need to kind of go anywhere within the coaching industry, and that's where it all kind of went. To be honest, Mike, I got myself inside the course, got me level one, me level two, or back then, back in 2001, there was an award called the Football Juniors Managers Award, which was a little bit of a prelim to your level two. And yeah, I jumped on that, and I surrounded myself with some really, really good coaches that kind of opened my eyes about the game, learned the different parts of the game, and being, like I said, being around really good, well-educated coaches that kind of showed me the way and kind of got me on that path, Mike.